Softbase Air, Monday 14th of May, Avram Ehrentreu, how we make a brocha from the Kehocha.
If you can get in your way, yeah. We're coming together every day before on a Pesach and Matzah Matin, before you start the day. So you come and learn here 35 minutes every morning. I want to tell you what a wonderful thing this is. People usually this hour in the day is quite a busy hour, and you take away time in one of the busiest hours of the day in the Kuntlan and Torah. I want to tell you, after this, many of us go do business. That's not of our business. It depends on Torah. Torah is Torah. Oisha v'chovet. Is anything better? This is in the schus of the learning of Torah that you learn every day. So my bracha is for all the ones who come to join this year, the Rabbi Yisrael should help them. They should see the key of this bracha. This week's parasha, Bahar and Bechukhoisai. I wanted to talk about a topic that joins together these two parashas, Bahar and Bechukhoisai. Before I start, I want to say today is a wonderful day. Chofbeis Iyar is a special day. Chofbeis Iyar states in Divrei HaYomim, in Divrei HaYomim Beis, Kapitel Lamed, Pasuk Chof Gimel, as Vayivotsu Kol HaKol, and they made Shivas Yomim Achedim, Vayasu Shivas Yomim Simcha. They made 7 days of Simcha. Vatihi Simcha Gedoyle B'Yerushalayim. And these 7 days of Simcha started today. That is Simcha Gedoyle B'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim there was a gewaltige Simcha. Ki Mimei Shloime Ben David Melech Yisroel, Loi Chazois B'Yerushalayim. Klal Yisroel never saw such a happy day in the year, in the history, like the day of Chof Beis Iyar, which was then in the days of the first years when they built the Beis HaMikdash. So the day is Moira, a gewaltige Simcha. I just want to start. We should all have a lot of Simcha. Simcha is hot nishkan ek, not nishkan brek. Yeah, this we understand. The voice must be a lot of Simcha. I want to talk on Simcha. Simcha, this Simcha, is the same letters as Machshav. Simcha is not what we think. If you see a person smiling and dancing and he looks happy, doesn't mean he is happy. Simcha is a pnimis dikazach. Simcha is the thought and the heart of a person should be happy. How do we achieve Simcha? How can we tackle the ibnus Hashem with Simcha? How can a person be happy? People are looking for many ways of happiness in the world. How can we truly be happy? I want to talk about this week's parsha. Usually you say, Pashas V'chikoisai, happy. Pashas V'chikoisai is, we all know there's a brach of this week, but there is the Tzaychach of this week as well. Interesting to note, the Tzaychach is mentioned in the Torah twice, in Pashas V'chikoisai and in Pashas Kisom. Mishnah Torah, which Rabbeinu said over, the Tzaychach in Pashas Kisom. There's a big difference between Pashas V'chikoisai and Pashas Kisom. Pashas V'chikoisai, the Tzaychach finishes with a good thing. It was a charity lembris to show them as I say to you, to me, to try and the lady I go in and I shall. So the Tzaychach in Parshas, the Chukosai, finishes with good. The end will be good. The Tzaychach in Parshas, Chisovoi, finish with Makartem, Lavodim, and Lishmochet, the Ein Koyne. Not such a good thing. So the Zohar Kodesh asks, why does the Tzaychach and the Chukosai finish good, Yisayim v'dov v'toyik, and the Tzaychach and Kisovoi doesn't finish with a good thing? So the Zohar Kodesh answer is, Makartem lavodim l'shvokot v'ein koina is a good thing. That means nobody will be interested in buying it. Klal Yisrael will stay together. There won't be the going won't be interested that we should become avodim by them. Other it's not so good. This is a good thing. So the Panovich Sharov, the Kapadik of Rotha, said a Gavaldi of Rot. There's a big difference between the Teichem Kisova and the Teichem Bechukaisai. The Teichem Kisova is written by Loshen Yochit. The Teichem in this week's Pasha is written by Loshen Rabin. The Noi Sishmurli in a Loshen Rabin. So the Panovich Sharov says, Klal Yisroel, the nation Klal Yisroel, the end will be good. The Sheikh is going to come. We're going to see the third base Hamikdash. We're all going to be happy. A Yochid, he's not Hazichit. It's not sure that the life of every private person will finish good. No, that's what he's going to tell me. But the life of Klal Yisroel al Rabin will finish good. That's what one of us should all say. How do we become from being a yochid, not being a private person, but becoming part of a klal, part of Klal Yisroel, which then we're sure that our end, our lifespan, will finish good. Parshas Behar. We all know that Rosh Hashanah you blow shofar. Blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. We'll ask any of us, why do you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? So many of us know the 10 reasons Reb Tzadi Goldblum down on the sounding of Kriyas Shofar Rosh Hashanah. That comes in the Rambam, Kriyas Shofar is more than a person to Teshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yikoseivun, Yikoseivun Kippu Yikoseivun. So a person does Teshuva, so then it helps for the coming year. Now any one of us thought, I'm all, what's this Shofar, the Yom Kippur of Yovel? In Kippur of Yovel, Taviru Shofar B'chal Arachem. Why is this Shofar? Why do you blow Shofar, Rosh Hashanah of the 50th year? So the Chinuch says a Gevaldi Gevalt. He says, if a person goes through a difficulty, a person goes through a loss, money, or anything else, when he's alone, he feels lost. He feels everyone is so happy. Everyone has everything. And I'm the only one who I'm missing something. Is it the loss of money? Is it anything else? He feels so broken and down. What happens? Liza, if something happens to the whole sibba together, to me, I'm part of the sibba, but it happens to everyone. Then a person, Torah, Rabbim, Chatsi, Nechon. Yeah, and they, because not only me, everyone's in the same boat. Yoyu, if we go back in the times when there was Yoyu, there's a very difficult period with Yoyu. Can you imagine a person has bought property, he bought houses, he bought factories, but lots and lots of property. Comes Yoyu, 50 years, it all goes back. All the property you've invested in it, the last 50 years, all goes back to the person you bought it from. Can you imagine how real estate worked in the times when it was Yovel? If somebody has an Eved, we're not used to it. Or you know an Eved Kanani is very, an Eved Ibri is a very useful person to have around. You have help. You're not allowed to work with him, avoid this Eved. But it's very, very useful to have an Eved around. Comes Yovel, all the Eved, all the Avodim go free. All my property, fields and houses, all go back to the person who I bought it from. Can you imagine what a crash happens every year of Yovel? Every 50 years, there must be a crash. You know how much money I lose? It's not so easy, it's quite difficult. So the Rabbi Nishan told us, Taviru Shofar B'chol Ha'aretzichem. A shofar makes a lot of noise. A shofar, when was it used? When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take together the whole of Klal Yisroel, you use the shofar. When you want to make sure that everyone hears an alarm of an alarm, everyone hears an alarm the same. The shofar brings together the ichud of Klal Yisroel. We're all in the same boat. All our properties, there's a crash. All our avodim are going free. So then it's easy to accept the mitzvah of Yehudah.
Ta'iru Shaivam Khalatchem. We're all together, we're all one. All one, this is easier to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, which might be a little bit difficult. I'll tell you a wonderful, wonderful verse from Ramot Chazanet. Ramot Chazanet says, Ho'oyim ha-seler hu l'stokha, ha-monos she'ichye b'ni, ha-reze tzadik gomu. Somebody takes in the morning 10 pounds, 100 pounds, and he puts it in the pushka of Ramei Balanet. Or he gives it to a man who comes and needs money, he hasn't got what to eat. He hasn't got how to pay his rent. And you give him money to help him. And you say, Al-Munat Shiyichi Ebeni, his son is having today an operation. Somebody needs a shidduch for his daughter. Oh, he's making a big business deal today. And you want to be matriach. Oyna sellers on his stock, Al-Munat Shiyichi Ebeni. So he's selfish. He needs himself. But he's doing a mitzvah stocker. The Gemara says, Harizet Sadik Gomel. Such a person is not a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik gomel. If I'll ask any one of us, how many tzaddik gomels do we know? A tzaddik gomel, 100% tzaddik. That means, l'chayre, he's done no avedis in his life. How many tzaddik gomels do we know? If an hour goes today, we'll say there's 10 tzaddik gomels, and it's quite a lot. So somebody who gives stock, I'm not sure if you need, is a tzaddik gomel. How do we understand this, Gemara? Rather, mitzvah shloi lishma is very important. Mitzvah shloi lishma, bo lishma. You get schar for it. Of a tzedis person who's called a tzadik gomel, for the Moshe Banet, says a gewaltige, gewaltige word. He says like this. Ho'oyme tzalev du l'stok ha'manof shiich yibni. We're talking about somebody, or a man, only, he hasn't got what to eat, he hasn't got how to pay his rent, he can't buy clothes for his children, he has no money. And he comes and he asks for money. Now if I'll give him money, what's the feeling? I'm giving and he's taking. We shouldn't know. We should never know. How ashamed he must feel that he has no money and he has to come and ask for money. You know, we sometimes don't realize it. We don't think about it. People come to ask money, do we feel them all what the person is asking for the money feels like? He wouldn't like to be in our boots the other way around. So this person who's giving the money feels very, very bad for the person who's accepting the money. And he's worried. I don't want him to feel ashamed. I don't want to feel him more broken than he has to feel. You know what I'll tell him? I'll tell him that. I'm not giving this stuff to you. I'm giving this to myself. I'm giving myself, I'm not sure if you have any. My daughter's having an operation today. I want the operation to be successful. I need a shidduch for my daughter. I should make a good shidduch. I mean myself. But that's not the truth. The truth is he's giving the money so the Oran man should have money. No, he doesn't want the Oran man to feel uncomfortable. He doesn't want him to feel that he is the busher and feel so ashamed that he has to go and accept stocker. So I tell him, I'm not sure if you believe. Somebody will give stocker. But besides giving stocker, he thinks about the feelings of the person who's got to accept the stocker. And he wants him to feel less uncomfortable than he has to. Such a person is a tzaddik gomel. For oime, not the Moshe Banet, he says it, but it's nishmevi agazogach, it's a nishma emet. For oime tzelem zu the stocker, I'm not sure if it's a tzaddik gomel. I'll tell you over, a gevaldi yavosh, a reshachochma. A reshachochma says over, a dvachochma. He says over like this. In the times when there was a Beit HaMikdash, in the times when Yisroel shruim al admokom, what was the business of Klal Yisroel? Nowadays you say, what's the business? Well, maybe property, maybe diamonds. What was the business of Klal Yisroel when we had a Beit HaMikdash? When we had a Beit HaMikdash, the business of Klal Yisroel was farmers. We were all farmers. We all had fields in Eretz Yisroel, and we grew there, tour, and all other fruits. And from that, Klal Yisroel had panosa. You see, all the Yomim Tovim are connected to harvest. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Chag HaOsef. It's all the harvest. Why? Because that was the business of Klal Yisrael did. The Meshech Chochmah asked a wonderful question. When would we say, should we make Yom HaRev? After the winter or after the summer? So what did the Yidden do in the winter? What did they do in the summer? In the winter, they sat and learned. They didn't have Yachad Kala 1 week. They sat and learned all the winter Chedoshim. The fields, there's nothing to do. There's no, the tour doesn't grow. There's no harvest. It's cold, there's snow. They didn't work in the fields. So what did they do? The winter Chedoshim, they spent the time learning. In the summer Chedoshim, what were they doing? The summer Chedoshim, there was a field. They were planting the tour. It was growing. They harvested. That's what they did in the summer. The summer Chedoshim, I was busy with business. And winter Chedoshim, I was busy learning. So the Meshech Chochmah asked, when should Yom HaRoim be? Wouldn't it be a lot better to make Yom HaRoim Pesach? Before Pesach, when we're being through all Klal Yisrael, we're not talking about just the those who learn in Kohen. We're talking about all Klal Yisrael. They spent months and months sitting and learning. In the summer, we spent months and months in the field. We're busy with business. It would be a lot better to make Yom HaRoim Pesach than Sukkot. That's what the Meshech Chochmah said. The Meshech Chochmah answered that Black Chochmah. A very innocent and gewaltig of all. He said like this. He said in last week's parsha, on the Kutzachem of Ksearzchem, how the Kutzachem of Ksearzchem come in the middle of the parsha of Yom HaRoim, after Shuas, before Yom HaRoim, the Meshech Chochmah says, when a person gives a stoker, so he's giving and the honor is accepting. Leket Shikrin Feh. What is Leket Shikrin Feh? You're cutting a field and you forgot Leket, 2 grains, Shikha, something that's also a small amount of tour. Feh, you've got to leave over in the field. Who takes the Leket Shikrin Feh? Do I have a say who should take it? I don't have a say. Any honor can come and take it. What happens if I don't agree with all the ideas of this honor you're going to come and take it? Or maybe I disagree, he's not even an honor. But he acts like an honor. I've got nothing to say. I leave the Leket Shikrin Feh in the field, and the honor comes whenever he wants, if I'm there, if I'm not there, and he takes it. Usually, says Stocker, a person gives Stocker, so he can decide what should he do with his money, who should he give it to, who deserves it the best, what sect does he have a gefil to? Some people like to give for this, and some people like to give other things, all very wichtig mitzvahs. But every person can decide how to be mekayem with his money, stock it. And sometimes somebody comes and asks you for money. You don't agree with his ideas. So I'm not going to give him. I'll give him £2. I won't give him a big amount. Leket Shikrin Feh. First of all, you don't decide who should take it. Second of all is, the Ani is not ashamed, because the Balakot is not the one giving. He goes to the field whenever time he wants, and he takes. Nobody needs to see him. You don't feel so ashamed of knocking at the door, and Yan has to give you, and you have to accept. But the Meshech Chochmah says, when the Yid comes to Rosh Hashanah, and he wants to ask for the Boyness and Rabboinis, tell me a good year, Gizun, Hashav Nachas from the children, tell me Panos of Erevach. Let's stop a minute. The Rabbi Nishan are asking, you deserve it? You deserve it? Who is the person who can come before the Rabbi Nishan and say, I deserve a good year. I deserve Gazum. I deserve Nachat. I deserve that you should send me Panos of Erevach. Me Yitzak Lechonech Obedin. Who can say this to the Rabbi Nishan? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, you've been over to Oilam Bedin. They also won't be able to be Zoycha Bedin. So how can a person be Zoycha to a good year? You know how you can be Zoycha to a good year? When you tell the Rabbi Nishleilam, I gave money to people who don't deserve it. I didn't look when I gave money who's going to take it. If I agree with his ideas or not. If I hold of the person who's going to take it or not. Everyone took. So I'll tell the Rabbi Nishleilam Yom HaRoim. The boy in Shleilam, like I gave, even so could be the person who took it didn't deserve it. I didn't make differences between this person and this person. The boy in Shleilam, me kamcha Yisrael, 2012. Is there such a folk like Klal Yisrael? and I'm part of Am Yisrael. I'm not a type of person. And maybe I don't deserve, but even if I don't deserve, get me a good kebenstior, a gesund and a freilichior. That's how we come to Yom Yom. They'll come after the winter with my learning. The Yitzchakless and Echo Vidin. The boy should have start taking our learning. No, this is how learning should be. We learn higher and smart. We learn Torah like we should. We eat that with an echo with him. Therefore, the Rosh Chochma, the Kutzrich and the Ksiarschen, the Lekke Ksirch and Lois Lache, then comes Rosh Hashanah. There's a gewaldige word on the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah to the counter story of Chana. Says in the Pasuk, that Chana came to the Beis HaMikdash, and she was a father of children, a broken woman. She had no children, and she knew that she ain't Levonin, and she wanted children. What's her mother want more than have children? Eli saw her davening, a Yachshirel Eli the Shekhara. Eli thought she was a Shekhar. She was Shekhar, she was drunk. Later on, he tells her, no, I'm not drunk, I'm a broken woman. I don't have children. Vayan Eli, and Eli told her, Lechil Shalom, Jesus and Saints. But a key is called Yitna Shalotha Hashash out me. Now it's interesting to note the change that happened by Eli. Eli thought she was drunk. She tells Eli, I'm not drunk, I'm a broken woman. It's Jesus and Saints, Lechil Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will give you a child. You know, may I? How is Eli so sure that she's going to venture the child from becoming a shkoira, a drunken? Eli is so sure. If Eli knows what's going to be, then he won't think that she's a shkoira. I mean, if Eli made the mistake that she could be a drunk, she was drunk, then how is Eli so sure later she's going to be help with children? I heard a gewaldige word. The chayza from the Vlien, he said, a gewaldige word. To explain the Eli. Said like this. He had a story. The one in Lublin, the Chayzer was Rav in Lublin, besides being a big rabbi, he was a Rav as well in Lublin. And he had those two businessmen. And they came to him for his employer. One businessman, he had ideas how to invest money. He didn't have money. The other one, he had the money, but he didn't know how to invest it. So they met. And I thought, you know what, we'll make a partnership. I'll give you £1 million, and you go and you'll invest. So the second gentleman who was going to invest it came to the first one, let's call him Reuben, and he told Reuben, you know, I've got so big a developing investment to do with the money. It's a bit of a far away from the bling, miles away from the bling, but it's a consulting investment. You want to invest with me? I will make it 50-50. So Reuben thought it's a good idea. He gave him £1 million. In those days, you don't send money through the banks with cards. You gave him cash, £1 million. They told him he was to travel, and he's going to invest it, and you know, we'll come back, 300% interest. Yeah, it's a good investment. So he goes away, he travels, comes back, 10 days later, a bruised face, cuts on his hand. Shimon, what happened to you? And Shimon says, you know, Dad, I went out to the town, and a heavy bandit, a taxi, you can see what's happening. See the bruises on the cuts of my hands, the bruises on my face. They nearly killed me. And he said, what happened to the line? He said, what's killed? What's killed? I came out alive! I'm alive! You know, there's a time to think about money, there's a time to think about your life! The fact that he was very broken, they lost so much money, and he was very upset that the Shimon was so attacked, he looked so bruised. Now, they take a dog, a few weeks, a few months, Shimon makes a vomitza. He says, vomitza, the best home. Yeah, I thought the glass in there. The glass was fragrant. He said, what's wondering here? He comes to the gate. And Shimon wasn't such a rich fellow, where did he get such a bamit so wrong? Short time later, what? A jaguar. A jaguar, the young man, hating the queen, is made a jaguar of her. You're in the foggers of it. It's a, he's buying a new house. And Shimon was very suspicious. He said it must be the Shimon is a gamut. He comes with the money, and yeah, he made a few bruises and a few cuts. It's Reuven wants back the money. So they came to the Chayza, and they told the Chayza, Reuven told the Chayza, the Shimon is a gamut. And I want back my million pounds. Shimon said, Shimon was there by the stone, so he was crying. He said, not enough. That was nearly killed. You're accusing me of saying that I'm a gamut? So the Chayza said, and the Shimon was crying, he said, you don't have Rachmanis on me. People in town are going to say, I'm a Ganes. Look how I was attacked, how I'm cut and bruised. So he's sitting and crying. And Reuven saying, no, he's a Ganes. And the Chayza is sitting and looking at both of them. After 20 minutes, the Chayza said, Shimon, you're a Ganes. Give back every penny. Rebbe, look at Shemayimi, Ruach HaKodesh, how do you know I'm a Ganes? The Chayza answered, Heilige Chayza, he said, whenever a Yid comes to me and cries out his heart, whenever a Yid comes to me with a Sora, I feel with his Sora, I get broken. Sora Shiech La'atzmoy, if I'm all we hear, Soros Lo'elenu, from Achenu B'nei Yisroel, it breaks the person. The Chayza was always broken. Whenever he heard of a Sora that happened to another Yid, he liked every Yid like he liked himself. He was broken. He said, Eli, Sora Chana, he wasn't broken. He sees a lady in the Mishkan crying. He wasn't broken. It didn't touch him. The Eli said, it must be she's drunk. Must be she's drunk. His cries are, she's drunk. She says that, she says to Eli, I'm not drunk. I'm a broken woman. So it must be she's agaholfener. She's not a broken woman. She's agaholfener. Maybe she's already pregnant, or she should be in the very near future she'll be pregnant. So Eli told her, Lechil Shalom, if I didn't feel your tzar, I didn't feel your vetog, there must be to be Sagaholfener. That's what Eli told him. And the Chayza said to the Shimon, you were crying here for 20 minutes. It didn't touch me. Must be that you're alive. You're only a Ganes. The whole story is a bluff, the whole story. That's what it is. I'll tell you, this week's Friday is in your side from a Yid. A healing Yid, that Shlomke Zvila died when the Second World War, will say like this. After he died, the Second World War stopped. He was Mr. When the Seir should be Yisoid, Tov Shin Hei, 1945. I'll tell you a wonderful, wonderful story with Shlomke Zvila. I think this is a story that a person shouldn't forget his whole lifetime. If Shlomke Zvila was in Siberia, he was in Siberia, I don't need to tell you what it's like to be in Siberia. And he worked by the Russians, avoid the kosher. Well, in the world they knew that Shlomke Zvila was in Siberia, and they wanted to rescue him. And a big ace it was that he should get freed. So a lot of pressure was put on the Russians. So once, they called him in, Herr Goldman, you are free. Herr Goldman, you're free. You have to sign a paper, the Russians, that you accept that you are now in your own tomb. Now, we looked after you. We looked after you. Now you have to look after yourself. You have to sign a paper that you agree to look after yourself. It was Shabbos. The Herr Goldman of Shlomke Zvila said, he's not signing. It was because of Nefesh, but he's not signing. He's not going to sign to free himself. Okay, Herr Shlomke Zvila wants to be Nachmei, he doesn't want to sign. after him came out to the Eid, prayed to Rabbi Yitzchak, and they told him, Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't know what his second name was, you are free, you have to sign. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, no, I'm not signing. He saw Shlomka's will is not signing. So Rabbi Shlomka's will said, I'll sign for him. For good reference, he should stay another day in Sabir. I'll sign for him. Here, the Shlomka's will is himself, he's not prepared to sign Shabbos. But to save another Yid, he's prepared to sign Shabbos. That's a Yid.
We can speak about somebody else more than himself.
But how, from us we ask, but after the rest, so the Russians, they couldn't believe what they were hearing. So they said, you're both free without signing. And that's how some of the out of that here. To what that darker that your militia can get to. I say this is the biggest motive for some of the longer business. But the boy is going to help us. In the chus that will think about each other, the boys should help every one of us. In the kavitz, the chenam I have a kavitz for it, and we should be very in gichen in the kavitz for him. Shir for kenu, and hey, Rabbi Yemenu, amen.